This episode of the Legal Management Talk podcast is brought to you by Jelly Marketing. Please listen to a word from our sponsor.
Have you ever wondered what you can expect and what you should pay your marketing vendors? Hey, my name's Darian from Jelly Marketing, one of those vendors that works with law firms. In this rare opportunity, I'm going to take you behind the scenes and give you all the tricks and all the tips on how you can leverage the most out of vendors like me. I'm going to expose how we operate, how we do things day to day, so that you as a law firm administrator can best take advantage of vendors like us for a really healthy relationship. We're looking for wins for vendors, wins for you, and ultimately wins for your law firms. So essentially, we're going to cover the costs and vendor rates, what reporting should look like, what a good RFP could look like, and this is your chance to learn it all. December 1st, ALA webinar. I hope to see you there. Sign up on the website and get the chance to learn how vendors really operate behind the scenes.
Management Talk, the official podcast of the Association of Legal Administrators. I'm your host, Valerie Ganner. Today, you'll be hearing from Monique Mahler, the HR manager for Baker Hostetler's Houston and Dallas offices. She's pursuing her master's degree in legal administration from the University of Denver's Durham College of Law. Welcome, Monique. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So as part of your program at Durham, you are researching the effects of COVID-19 on legal, which will also be published as the cover story in the November-December issue of Legal Management. But before we get to that, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your work history?
Certainly. I have worked in law firms or with organizations that serve law firms for over 20 years. I started out at Baker Botts as a receptionist and worked my way up. I've worn all of the hats.
Can you tell us a little bit about your methodology for the survey?
Oh, yeah. The survey was conducted online via an ALA email blast. It was an anonymous survey of over 6,900 ALA members in 33 countries. Each person worked in a law office or a legal department environment. The survey was open for about 2 weeks during the month of July 2020. The responses, of which there were 363, represent a wide range of positions, seniority levels, roles, ages, and geographical areas.
So was there anything in the results that surprised you, anything that didn't match your own experiences?
I have to say I was pleasantly shocked at the number of firms that indicated that they were open and thinking about allowing to continue work from home for people at all levels a few days a week after the pandemic ends. It's only been in the last few years that we've seen that firms have opened up the idea to associates working remotely. And it's always been the mindset that staff just are not able to do that. Yet we're seeing that it does work, and it isn't perfect, obviously, but the work is getting done and the attorneys and the clients remain happy.
That's what's important, right? So based on your survey, you note that a hybrid option, employees working at the office and remotely, may be the best choice going forward. And it will be the choice of many firms in the future. What do you think that'll look like for firms?
Yeah, well, as my data and that of Gensler's incredible research team suggests, most people want the hybrid model of working from home 1 to 2 days a week. Most of us want to return to the office where it's, you know, easier to collaborate, stay up to date on projects, and for new associates, it's easier to get work when you bump into someone in the cafe or in the hallway. We're seeing, you know, the fact that there's less coaching and mentor that's being offered while we're working from home. There's less ideas, less innovation. People generally feel more productive while they're in the office. 69%, according to Gensler's most recent survey, say that they feel more productive in the office. I know I find that to be true. My daughter really loves to crash my Zoom calls. people with longer commutes want more, want the option to work from home versus less that are in closer proximity to the office. They're more willing to come into the office more. So of course that makes sense. You know, the issue there with the people that work further out is cities haven't quite figured out the full safety measures needed for bus, train, and subway transportation. So the need for parking as a benefit will increase, I think. Obviously, we're going to need to rethink physical space. of course, hoteling offices and desks seems like the easiest route to go to ensure that your real estate footprint is not more than is necessary, but people have concerns about that. So there will need to be very clear guidelines on cleaning and safety protocols in order to make hoteling, desk sharing an option for everyone. But we're seeing more senior leaders in firms adapt to this hybrid model, and I believe the more that they embrace it, it will follow.
So you discussed the option of monitoring software for firms as remote work becomes a normal part of law firm life. Is that something you see happening?
Yeah, firms are concerned about data security and working from home. It opens us up to an increased level of risk. It is legal to monitor employee computers, to track web usage and monitor productivity. I don't really see this happening on a full scale to ensure that people are staying on track. I do believe that firms may do this and only point to it if when there becomes a productivity or security issue. The biggest concern is that there are privacy rights when monitoring an employee on their personal device at home, which requires advance notice of monitoring. Regardless, firms should be clear about the reasoning for using monitoring software and should obtain a written consent to do so where they can.
So much of the firm's response, as you are probably very well aware, is falling on the shoulders of our members. So based on your research and your personal experience, what advice do you have for other legal managers?
Constant communication. That is key. We as legal managers and legal leaders in law firms have to be in communication with our firm's leaders to solicit and give feedback and updates on city and state ordinances and orders. We can't forget that our employees deserve and want the same. They want to know what is going on with the firm. They deserve to know what is happening and how or if any of the changes affect them. Also from a personal standpoint, I think taking time for yourself where you can. Many of us are pulling triple, quadruple duty. You know, right now my daughter is on a Teams call with her first grade class, and my husband and I, both working from home, share teaching responsibilities, and I never really wanted to be a teacher. This is hard on all of us. You know, my sanity is saved with daily morning, walks and exercises, and I've incorporated meditation, but I'm sure like most of us, it's hard to shut our brains off. But yeah, taking time where you can, even just 5 minutes of breathing exercises is very helpful.
So finally, I wanted to ask you about something related to this research. You received the Foundation of ALA's first student legal career scholarship. How has that affected your master's degree studies?
Yes, I did. That was such a lovely surprise amidst all of the, the backdrop of all of this terrible year happening. Receiving the scholarship has helped me in that it offset a significant portion of the cost of the semester in which I received it, which meant I was able to focus more on my studies and subsequently this research. Going back to school was a tough decision. It's like having a part-time job on top of my 2 full-time jobs, working at a law firm and being a mom. But the knowledge, the connections, the confidence I have gained has been worth every second and every penny, frankly.
So would you recommend that others apply if they're going back to school?
Absolutely. A friend of mine who is a lawyer, we grew up as paralegals, and I've known her for 20 years. She always says that the worst you can get is a no. So there's no harm in trying. And in my experience, ALA is always willing to help its members.
Great. Well, we like to hear that. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Monique.
Well, thank you. It was lovely speaking with you.
You as well. And as a reminder, the next issue of Legal Management featuring Monique's article will be published online on November 20th at legalmanagement.org. We'll be sure to add a link to the show notes when it's available. And we'll provide some other ALA resources for figuring out the future of your firm as the situation continues into 2021. Thank you for listening and subscribing and for tuning in. As always, you can learn more at alanet.org. Until next time.